From the studios of KXCI Community Radio in Tucson, Arizona, I'm King David McKenzie with the Unvarnished Truth. Here's some of how the world is treating itself this morning, Wednesday, the 29th of July, 2009. The Women's Flat Track Derby Association has published its regional rankings for the second quarter of 2009. In the East, the top five are the Gotham Girls, New York City, Philadelphia, Charm City, Baltimore, Carolina, and Boston. In the West, the top five are Ole, Olympia, Washington, Denver, Rose City, Portland, Oregon, Rat City, Seattle, and Bay Area, San Francisco. Tucson is ranked 9th, and Phoenix's AZRD is 12th. In the North Central, the top five are Windy City, Chicago, Detroit, MAD, Madison, Wisconsin, Cincinnati, and arch rival, St. Louis. In the South Central, the top five are Texas, Austin, KC, Kansas City, Houston, Dallas, and Atlanta. The complete rankings are available on the web at WFTDA.com. Meanwhile, the Toronto International Film Festival has announced its screening schedule for this year, and Drew Barrymore's directorial debut, the Derby-themed Whippet, based on Shawna Cross's novel Derby Girl, will receive its world premiere at the festival in September, a month before its October 9th U.S. theatrical release. One of the video clips that's been rerun countless times in the last few weeks is of a woman accosting Delaware Representative Mike Castle at a town hall meeting, demanding why he refuses to question President Obama's Honolulu birth records. This clip appears to be the seed from which the blooming of the nutcase birther movement has sprouted. Now it turns out that the woman has been identified as Crazy Eileen. A caller who's certifiably insane calls to Ocean City, Delaware hate talk radio station WGMD have gotten her banned from those airwaves. Boise, Idaho police officers have been found by the city ombudsman to have acted excessively when, in an incident in February, they handcuffed a suspect and then taunted him and tasered him in the buttocks. The tasered man has retained an area attorney and is planning legal action against the Boise Police Department as a result. Meanwhile, Taser International has announced its first new product since 2003, a model that is capable of tasering three people at once without reloading. Brett Favre has at long last made up his mind, having worn green for the Packers for 16 seasons and the Jets last year. Favre was angling for a spot in purple for the Vikings this preseason. Now Minnesota coach Brad Childress has told his players Brett has finally decided to stay retired. Obituaries overnight include George Russell, the jazz composer and arranger whose material served as high points in the repertoires of the Benny Carter and Dizzy Gillespie big bands, and whose musical theories greatly influenced Miles Davis and John Coltrane, Boston, Alzheimer's, at 86. And one of last year's candidates for president of the United States has died. Gene Amundsen was the chairman and last year's nominee of the Prohibition Party. That party actually has a history extending back to 1872. From 1884 to 1920, the Prohibition Party actually got over 100,000 votes in each presidential election. They did it again in 1948. Last year, Amundsen got 643 votes. Vashon Island, Washington, stroke at 65. North of the 49th, Liberal Party of Canada strategist Jerry Yanover has died just as his party was entering some tricky times in Parliament and a possible federal election. Yanover advised Liberal leaders all the way back to Pierre Trudeau's first term as Prime Minister. Ottawa, heart attack at 62. Also gone is Harvey Frand, the Peabody and Emmy-winning television producer whose best-known work was in the field of fantasy and science fiction. Beauty and the Beast, and revivals of The Twilight Zone in 1985, and the current run of Battlestar Galactica. In fact, he is currently nominated for an Emmy for that last series. Los Angeles, after a brief hospitalization for respiratory problems, at 68. If you have any material you'd like for me to include in the next few days, just email me at baronofarizona@gmail.com. That's baronofarizona@gmail.com. And please indicate where you're listening to this program from. Oh, and one thing more today. A grenade-shaped device, possibly a lock from a motorcycle, sparked a false alarm in the northern New South Wales village of Willowtree, Australia, after it was found by a child. Just before 6 p.m. a couple of nights ago, an 8-year-old boy saw what looked like a grenade on the main street, he told his father, who rang authorities. Bomb disposal experts, police, and fire crews quickly descended on the town, which has a population of about 200 people. Nearby homes were evacuated. A 100-meter exclusion zone was set up, and the New England Highway was closed for 5 hours. Locals told the Australian Broadcasting Commission that the grenade could have come from an army convoy, which passed through the town earlier that day. Now, it appears there is a more innocent explanation. Sergeant Paul Legazzolo says it is thought that the device came from a motorbike. It appears after examination that it was possibly a lock for a motorcycle in the shape of a hand grenade, he said. So definitely found to be a replicate grenade. Definitely shouldn't be concerned about the situation. Of course, if you don't like this news, you always have the option of making some news yourself. In Tucson, I'm King David McKenzie. Until Friday morning, have yourselves some peace and oranges. ¶¶